Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets, and we're going to be doing LifeWave tonight. Now, I have my own story to share. It's quite amazing. A few days ago, I basically was hit with a EMP weapon. This has happened to me several times since I've been doing the work that I do, sharing information. So I haven't had that happen in a long time. So when it hits me, basically my brain goes into this like short circuits. My body doesn't function right. I have to crawl across the floor, and for me, it's I have to get to a grounding. The best thing that grounds me is going to the toilet. So a lot of people say that, and I have a grounding mat with my feet are on right now, but it didn't help me this time, or that's last time it happened. So it'd been a long time since I'd been affected with directed energy weapons. And the directed energy weapons can come through many different sources. Come through your computer screen, can come through your phone. So I have EMP protection for my phone and so forth. So then I realized that I went all day long without my X39 and X49 on. One of the rare times that I just got sidetracked and never put them on that day. So the copper peptides that are in the X39, X49, that we know that's basically reverses the aging process for us and rapid healing and so forth, it also produces a Faraday cage around you. So this Faraday cage has obviously been helping me for a while, and I found out just how much just the other day by not having that on. Now, it used to really affect me at night. In the middle of the night, I'd get hit. And a lot of people that are in this truther community often get hit when they're in their beds. I guess it's when you're most vulnerable, whatever. But I often wear the anti-aging kit, which is the which I think has been protecting me. I haven't been hit in the bed in like years now. The Eon patch, the glutathione, and the carnosine. So I wear that at night. And I haven't had any problems at night. So the only one problem, it's a pain. Most people would freak out if it hit them, I promise you. But I've become used to it, unfortunately. So that's pretty much what I have been able to do. Work around that. And the way I've worked around that was X39, X49. All right. So we're gonna jump into your guys' shares. Let's see what we can come up with tonight. I know there's a lot of great shares. Denise is really, she's raring to go. So we're gonna let her go. At first, we're gonna have Dr. Annabelle give us some insight on the patches, and also to make sure we're compliant, how we basically talk. So some of the things that I would like to say about the patches that I've experienced, we know that they're still, even though we still don't have him, RFK Jr. is going to come out and basically knock the heck out of, like Trump would say, he's going to knock the heck, of course, he uses a different word, out of, the people that are restricting us from sharing this information like we'd like to. But we still have that restriction. And Dr. Annabelle, if you wouldn't mind, please.
All right. So thank you, Michael. Yes, it's going to be a happy day when we can all speak freely and we're all going to speak truthfully because we're going to only share what we truly experience and what the patches are truly capable of. But when that day comes, we can all celebrate together. And in the meantime, we'll stay compliant because we want to protect the company. So most certainly, it's a great company that has an amazing future, and we're not going to take that lightly, and we're not going to risk it. But I want to say welcome, welcome to everyone. So happy to be here. Happy Monday. This is Miracle Monday LifeWave with Michael Jaco, and this is where we get to share. We get to share happiness and joy. We share the light, we share love, and we stay in the love vibration, courtesy of Michael and the LifeWave technology. So I'm Dr. Annabelle, and LifeWave and its brand partners do not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent. And so, what is the LifeWave technology? Why do we talk about it? It is a holistic approach to optimizing our health with the use of light. And so there's other products out there, other health products and pharmaceuticals where they just address the symptoms. Meanwhile, LifeWave technology gets to the root of the problem intuitively, and we don't even have to know the diagnosis of what we have, which is awesome. We place a patch on and it does what it's supposed to do, and it gets our body to do what it was meant to do. And so during this call, we're going to talk about various LifeWave technologies because we love to talk about all of them. But we always highlight the X39 because the X39 is our flagship product. The X39 is the fantastic patch to rule them all. And so, what is it? What does it do? The X39 is a wearable patch in a light, it's a light technology in a wearable patch form. When it comes in contact with your skin or when it's within 3 inches of your body, our body heat activates the patch. It's called infrared light. And the patch sensor acts like a mirror. It reflects our light back to us in a specific wavelength because it was discovered that there are specific wavelengths that signal our body to produce different proteins or different biochemical reactions. So what was discovered with especially the X39 is that it activates a protein or peptide called GHK copper peptide. And when you read about the amazing benefits that GHK copper peptide has, you will be floored and you will want to be on this technology just like we are. One of our favorite things to highlight is that it upregulates a protein, the GHK, and GHK activates our cells, our master cells, to a younger state, and we get that balance. We return to the way our body was created and the way our body was meant to be before things intervened, like the environment and our food and all these other lovely, not so lovely things that we've been exposed to. And then as far as benefits that you may hear tonight are, increased energy, better sports performance, wound healing. I'll even talk about wound healing myself later on tonight. And so the patches are a patented technology created by David Schmidt. They're non-transdermal. We wear them for 12 hours on because they're signaling our body for those 12 hours. And then we give our body a 12-hour break in order to allow our body to rest, rejuvenate, and to then better respond to the technology when we place it back on the next day. While we're using the technology, it's always best to hydrate because when we have a well-hydrated body, the cells communicate better and also the flow of energy is improved. The patches improve the flow of energy in our body. And so to help that along and to reap the best benefits from the patches, please remain hydrated. We wear the patches for 1 decade, for 1 year. Oh, I can't even talk tonight. For 1 month, for every decade you have been alive to start. And we are always asking everyone to be patient because with patience and consistent use, that's when you will truly reap the benefits of the patches. Few little housekeeping rules. Please use symptoms only. No diagnosis names. Tell us how you felt before, what patches you used, and how you feel now. So, other than a little tongue tie, welcome everyone and enjoy the show.
Thank you, Dr. Annabelle. That was awesome. So, when I was in SEAL teams and when I used to do training operations where you had to have safety gear, I do that safety check. So now, before I get on the computer, I do the safety check and make sure I got my X39, X49 on. Crazy times. All right, Denise.
Wait, Michael, could I say one thing?
Sure.
And okay, we've got a lot of people that are sharing tonight. And when Carla comes on to talk about her daughter, I just want to give a warning. I talked to Tracy Joe, Michael, while you were busy. So the pictures are of burns. So if anybody, you're just forewarned, that's all. And just know when Carla speaks, I'll be showing some pictures. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks, Denise.
Hi. I wanted to. I have a couple of things. So I'm going to share an experience from last week in the clinic, and then my daughter-in-law is here today with the grandbaby. So she wanted to share a little bit about her experience with using the technology. But I was in the clinic last week, and I had a client come in, and he's been being seen for a while. He's been on the X39 for some prostate issues. And he'd been that's been helpful, very helpful. But when he came in this last week, he was walking. He was like, oh, every step you took, and he was holding his back, and he was struggling with every step. I said, what happened? And he said, I threw my back out, and I can barely walk. And I'm like, oh my God, you know? So we get him in, he gets seen, and he's doing his thing. And when he gets finished, I said, come sit down. I said, I have some other of the technology that we can help get you out of pain. And so I patched him up with the Eon and the Ice Wave. And so he had pain on both sides of his back. So I just wanted to do a double whammy to get him out of pain right away. So I put an Eon on each side with the Ice Wave and got him, you know, patched up. And before I knew it, he didn't even realize. He was like popping around the clinic, you know, a few minutes later, and he's like laughing, and he says, oh, I need the key for the restroom. And he swings around, and I said, hey, on his way out, I said, how's your back feel? And he turns around and he looks at me and he goes, oh my God, I didn't even realize. I'm completely out of pain. He's like bebopping around, you know? And it's so funny because I shared this on Connie's Zoom on Doc Talk, and she brought up a good point. He stopped focusing on the pain. So when he was every step, he was like, oh, you know, and then he forgot about it and he's just bebopping around. And it wasn't until I said, hey, what's going on with your back? He's like, oh my God, I'm completely out of pain. I don't feel it anymore at all. So that was really fun because it was only just I would say it was probably 10 minutes. I was watching him, but it was about 10 minutes later that I brought it to his attention that he had completely forgot about his pain because he wasn't feeling it. But here's my beautiful daughter in love, Cassandra, and my gorgeous baby.
sorry, I'm nervous. But anyways, I've been doing the patches for like a year now, like a year. So when I was trying to get pregnant, Josh was like, okay, we're gonna patch you up. We're gonna put a patch on your tummy and on your lung point. And then I took a test a week and a half later and I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I've always had experience with the patches too, because even before that, you know, I have pulled my back out like twice and I'm like, Denise, help me. And she's put them, you know, like on my points, and it's killed the pain away like immediately. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, I remember the first time it just like it moved down my back and I was like, whoa. And then I didn't feel any pain. I was like, these patches are amazing. And I patched my whole pregnancy with the X39s. I always put them on the back right here. And they helped with my nausea and with energy. And then when I was in labor, I had the X39 on, and Denise is like, okay, we're gonna patch you with the
The energy
energy
enhancers.
enhancers. And I'm all scared. I'm like, wait, no, I'm not ready yet, because I knew like they would work. So she was like, okay, we're gonna patch all of us. So she like patched Josh, she patched herself, my mom, and then she's like, tell me when you're ready for us to like come in your field. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it had been like hours, and I was like, okay, I'm ready. So they all come around me and they all put their hands on me. Oh my gosh. I'm like, I feel something knocking like right now. And then Josh was like, oh my God, I don't hear the heartbeat. And we're like, he starts like freaking out. I'm like, calm down, he probably just moved. Like, I swear he's right there. And then the doctor comes in and she's like, okay, we'll check you, like thinking I was gonna be in labor for like a couple more hours. And then she checks and she's like, oh, that's the head right there. I'm like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I felt him coming. Like, as soon as they were just like, it's okay, and rubbing me. Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
It
It was
was,
insane. But
and he's
yeah.
such a good
And
boy.
he's so smart. He's literally so smart. He hardly cries. He's a good baby. And he's like, he's been doing things like before his 2 month mark, like he was doing them at 6 weeks. Like, he already can partially roll. Like, ever since I brought him home from the hospital, he was trying to roll. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I can't leave him because he's gonna roll. And he's like always been tracking, like he'll track you when you walk by, and he's very vocal. He's so
He's a
cute.
good
He's gonna be
boy.
smart.
Wow,
Oh,
that's an incredible story, because you know you use the patches, and perhaps that helped you get pregnant. We've had other people that come out and said the same thing. So, you know, we're getting some nice testimonials from ladies that are basically having problems, and then they do the patching and then they get pregnant pretty quick after that. Yeah. So that's fantastic. Now, I've seen pictures of your baby, and your baby is like, I think it's one of the most perfect, beautiful. I had beautiful babies, but your baby is beautiful. Wow.
Oh my gosh. He's so amazing. Like he's everything I could have prayed for and more. He's so cute. Thank you guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have to pop in. I love you, Denise. And I can't not pop in.
I love you too, sis.
This is my favorite. You're my favorite. Don't tell the other favorites. We all know how that works.
We do.
But this is the most beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing this. Because, see, LifeWave isn't just for sick people.
Right.
It's for everyone. Oh, my God. This is, like, such a beautiful, beautiful story. Thank you for being so brave. And he's so beautiful. Oh my God.
Thank you
for sharing those photos with me. Okay, I'm done now. I'm going to let you go.
Thanks, Tracy. And yeah, that's pretty impressive. You know, showing signs of, already starting to, move and so forth, a little bit ahead of its time. So that's really cool. Are you patching him specifically or just around yourself?
No, I patch myself every morning, like on the point right behind the neck. And I breastfeed too. So
excellent.
I feel like
excellent.
He gets all that energy for me and everything. And they work amazing. Like I can tell when I don't wear a patch one day. I'm like, why do I feel groggy? And then I'm like, oh, I didn't patch today. Like and I'll like put my patch on, I'll be like, shoot, now I gotta like get the time. I'm like, oh no. But yeah, I love them. And I use them all the time for my back pain. Like sometimes my shoulder hurts and I put them right there on my shoulder and it helps me. It's crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. And Josh patches too. He patches all the time, like the energy enhancers on his wrists before work. And he says they give him so much energy.
Right there. Oh, that's great. So that's a great example of, when you patch. Now, we've talked about the cats and animals and so forth. They come around us when we're patched.
Yes.
And we take them off. You know, they're not really helping us as much anymore. We put them on their bedding, and they just can't wait to get on it. So that's a great example of, when you're patched, you're basically helping people around you. And your babies and so forth. So, that's another great reason to patch. So thank you guys very much. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So just to finish off with that when, because the patches, they only have to be within 3 inches of your own body for them to be activated. Think about that when you bring the baby into breastfeed. So she's already patched. So
yeah.
The baby is benefiting from that energetic enhancement. And he's like, he is literally a miracle. I know I've said that several times, but it really is amazing. I wish I'd known about this when I was a mother.
I know. Yeah, definitely.
It's so fun to be using them on my grandchildren and to seeing what it's doing. I think it's probably been a year since Bensley came on and he told his story about he snuck out to the garage and that thing fell on him. And he thought his leg was broken. Remember just before I came on the show? And he was like, it's broken. That's why he was in so much pain. And he's like, I need a patch. And as soon as I put the patch on him, he, like 10 minutes later, he completely forgot that he was in all that pain. And then he wanted to come on and tell his own story. But it's fun to be able to use them on the kids. And I know that, it's not in the, we can't say, but I'm telling you as a practitioner, a mother and a grandmother, I'm using them with children, having amazing results. And it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
That's beautiful.
Thank you for letting me.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Denise. Annette.
Use that grandmother card. That is the trump card. All you grandmothers, us wise women.
My grandma.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to tell a different story, but now I'm going to piggyback on Denise's and her daughter-in-law's story because I'm just so amazed. I have a daughter. Well, I have 5 children. Tomorrow, my daughter Madeline is having her 4th child.
Mm.
And 2 months later, my 43 and a half year old daughter is having her third child, and that is a surprise baby. She's had problems getting pregnant all along. I never connected that because my son is the only one that patches. He patches for endurance, and he works out. They have a gym in their basement, and I'm now thinking there's a connection because she surprised us in the summer. In August, she got pregnant. And so she's had help all along. They've had to, you know, go to special clinics like in New York City and then now in Atlanta. And actually both in New York because they moved to Atlanta. But anyway, I'm thinking that that's what happened. So thank you for saying that, because I'm gonna claim that. So tomorrow, Madeline's having number 11 out of 12. And then Candace, 3 months later, will be having number 12. And I think that's it for us, but I've always wanted 12 grandchildren. So,
wow.
God is good all the time.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Grandma power. Patty.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, I know it says that that you disabled the video, but you don't have to have the video. I don't know if you can. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now the video's going.
Oh, okay. So, I just have a real quick share. A friend of mine, Gloria, she's my friend. We play pickleball. She's 71 years young, and she said, "Oh, Patty, you can share this story." So we were playing. Today's Monday. It's pickleball, and I hit her pretty hard. And I said, "God, are we still friends?" And she's laughing. But anyway, she had a huge bruise. She goes, "Look at that bruise." And she goes, "Do you have a patch?" Well, she knows I always have patches. I said, "Sure, I'll give you a patch." So I did put an E on right there where she had the bruise. And it was already starting to get purple and black and blue. So I did, I put it right on. And I'm going to say within a minute, she goes, "Oh, my God, it's gone." She goes, the bruise is there, but the pain totally went away. Mm-hmm. So that was a great share. She goes, "You can definitely tell people about that." I said, "Okay, I will. I'll share that because that was a fun one." And then I've been playing with a lot of people. You get hit in the hand. Sometimes you'll just take the X39 off, put it right there where the injury is, and the pain just goes away. So it's a miracle. Everybody's looking for their miracle. I said, "It's going to come." I said, "You just don't know when, but you'll get a miracle." So Miracle Mondays.
So did you hit her with the paddle or the ball hitter?
No, it was the ball. So when I hit the ball, so it hit her square on her shin. And then, and so she did say, "You hit me." And she said, "Now you got a patch." I said, "Well, you could put the 39 on there." She goes, "No." She goes, "Don't you have an Eon or something?" Because she knew the other ones were for inflammation too. I said, "Yeah, I have one, sure." So,
oh, wow. Smart. Good.
I always carry my patches with me. My medical bag. So
that's what I do too. If I feel something is going to be bruising, I put an Eon on there and I don't get the bruising. So it works wonders for inflammation like you're talking about. And if you get it on there soon enough, you're not going to get any bruising. Or if you do get a little bruising, it's going to go away quickly.
Right, exactly. It'll heal. So, yeah. But anyway, that's my story for Monday. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks. Carla.
Hey, guys. How is everybody? So Jen was asking, "Hey, does anybody have something?" I go, "I have something." So my daughter on the 15th of, the 15th of January pulled her crock pot that was still plugged in with broth and poured it all over. It just went all over her arm. And also she was lucky because it went on a shirt, and she's lucky she didn't burn her stomach. But, and I did send Jen the pictures, but the thing was, she called and I said, put X39, put it on there. I even told her, she goes, "Well, we went to the emergency room. They bandaged it." I said, "I don't care. Put Eon, X39, 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 you know, and I had her double it. You can see right there what the first day was. Then she was in pain. So we shipped Ice Wave and Alavita down because she didn't have that. So this is a week later. Yep, she got it. And then this is today that she She actually put it up, and look how great it looks. It's still red, it's still, but it's progressing so much. And she is putting now Aloe Vera on it. Also, we got her on glutathione so she wouldn't get an infection. So the patch works. She healed faster than she would have. So, and now she's also a brand partner, and she believes more than she did 10 days
I
ago.
bet, yeah.
Yeah, so. But
Wow,
thank God for them.
that's great, Carla. Yeah, that was the visuals. We love the visuals. So if you guys can, get the pictures before and after, we love those because obviously, it doesn't lie. Picture's worth a thousand words. So you saw the blistering and so forth, and just in a week or so, it's pretty much done. Healing up very nicely. Very good job. Very good job, Carla. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Kathy.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. My 14-year-old grandson was at a surprise birthday party on, let's see, Saturday or Friday night. And so, like boys do, they were all out back about 11 o'clock playing basketball in the semi-dark. And he ran up to get the ball, and when he did, his foot slipped off the edge of the basketball court and kind of twisted a little bit, just a little roll. And he said, I was like, okay, I'm all right. Well, then he did it again. And this time he heard a big loud pop. And so he came home, and his foot was about three times the size as when he left. And then he went to bed, and he got up, and he said, you got to take me to the hospital. I know I broke it. I know I broke it. And we're like, no, it's probably just a high angle sprain or bad sprain. No. I said, let me put a patch on it. So I put an X39 and a neon on it. And of course, he laid there and said, I got to go to the hospital. Nobody loves me. It's broke. So they took him to, his mom took him to the emergency care. And he walked in. The doctor said, oh, looking pretty. It's okay. It's pretty swelled, but it's looking good. You're all patched up, huh? And he said, yeah, my Mimi does these patches. And she said, yeah, those are LifeWave. And he said, how do you know? So she knew all about him. He was like, okay. And she said, just put some ice on. And she said, leave those patches on too, okay? So the word's getting around, and they're using them out there.
Oh, good. So you got, did he get x-rays? No breaks?
No, it's just a high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
And he went bowling yesterday, if that tells you anything. He had a little,
Oh, yeah.
he
Good.
had the ankle thing on, but he had to go bowling with the girl. So, it's
Oh,
getting
okay.
better.
There you go. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Sometimes the ladies, the girls will get
Yeah.
them like to do stuff. And gets
Yeah.
moving again. So
Yeah, and your
probably
foot feels
moving is
better
going to help them
instantly.
out. Yeah. Get the blood flowing and stuff. Good. All right. That's great. Thanks, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Holly.
Hi.
Hi.
Weeks ago, I was dealing with the arrhythmias that I've been dealing with for 22 years. Only this time, in the process of trying to take care of myself, my feet went out from under me. My head hit the floor. I couldn't move my left side. I had a major brain event happen. So, luckily, I've been using patches for some years because of a previous brain surgery. So, I knew when emergency was coming, I grabbed all of my patches, so I had them with me. And when I started using the first night, and my spirit said, not X39 or 49, just use my nighttime patches. So, I was using Silent Nights and Aloe Vera. I went to sleep. 7 hours later, I woke up, left arm's moving, right leg's moving. So 12 hours off the patches, then the same thing the next night. And 7 hours later, I could do stuff like this. I wasn't supposed to do that for a long time. So I healed like in record time. And I was home from a major brain injury where a lot of brain cells died in less than 1 month.
Wow. Wow.
That's amazing.
Very, very good. Yeah. Good job. Good job about listening to your intuition. So those patches will obviously, work the brain cells and the neurons and so forth. So very, very good.
And you're wearing your cap too, right, Allie? To show everybody, turn it around. There you
Oh
go.
yeah.
I'm going to put the hat protocol in, Michael. I promised you, so I quickly jumped for it.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you got the energy enhancers, the Eon and glutathione at the very top. So they're basically stationed around at the end. You can go to my website, michaelkjaco.com, and there's like the patch protocol, the hat protocols in there if you guys like that. And Jen, you brought up a good point last time. If you only wear the hat for a couple hours, those patches are good for 12 hours. And if you take it off and it's not around you, you can wear it again and use it for another couple hours or another couple hours and get your full 12 hours out of that hat. So good point. Suzanne.
Okay, can you hear me?
Gotcha.
I'm on my phone today, so it's a little more challenging. So I think I've hit a milestone with it. I'm about to enter my 9th month and, faithfully using them, absolutely loving all of them. And but I have an old injury from decades of deep tissue massage therapy, so levator scapula and trapezoid and all that like cramp up. But it hasn't bothered me for a lot of years. And I know we do some kind of revisiting, and I always study my own body to see, what's going on. What's is this pain new? Did I do something there? Is it an old pain? Because I'm always detoxing and trying to rejuvenate. There was about a good 2 weeks of like trying to lay down at night, and oh my God, I mean, this thing got me. I was like, okay, what's going on here? And I got out all my tools. Okay, I didn't do ice wave at first. I'm like very stubborn and sometimes don't think right. And I got everything out, the CBD. I got out my massage tools. I was doing stretches, like everything, my ice packs, everything I could think of. Nothing touched it. So I'm like, oh yeah, duh, ice wave. Okay. Put that on, pain gone. So I had to leave it on, follow it up for, a good week or two, as I think the body's, like healing that area, like really going deep in that tissue and rejuvenating it and taking out those old wounds and everything. But yeah, the only thing that worked to take that pain away was the ice wave.
Wow,
So
that's really good.
yeah.
So you're referring to retracing basically where the body
Exactly.
revisits some pain or something that you've had in the past and lets it come up. It's basically repressed and the patches will bring it out and then it is able to leave the body and heal.
Right,
Very
right.
good.
That's what I think I was feeling, and I went with it. And like I said, I tried everything else beforehand. I'm like, ah, okay, something here has got to work. This is my deepest, pain, this repetitive stress. So it's really very much appreciated the power of the patch. Really, really great. So there you go.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for bringing it to us. I appreciate it so much.
Oh yeah. I'm glad you're using it. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Dr. Annabelle.
Hello again. So I was playing an athlete on TV. No, I was playing an athlete at CrossFit. And so I work out at CrossFit regularly, and I was attempting a new move. Brave on my part, I was doing some kipping. I don't like dangling, I don't like heights. I was dangling off a bar. Well, needless to say, I slipped off the bar, I fell on my tuchus, and I hit my arm on the side of a plastic bucket. It was a little painful at first. I'm like, okay, I know that's gonna bruise. Well, needless to say, it bruised. And I kind of let it develop. I just was curious to see. It made a nasty purple thing. And of course, yes, Michael, to your point, take photos. I did not take a photo and I regret it. So it's this nasty, deep purple bruise. And so that evening, I decided to put on my patches. So every night, I put my Alavita, my carnosine, and my Eon. And so I put all three of them on that area. The next day, I put my X39, X49, my glutathione. So I did this for a couple of days. And so this happened on Thursday of last week. And really, by 24 hours into 48 hours, you can see a distinct clearing of that area where that deep purple was. And I was like, wow, like this is awesome how quickly it's resolving. You can still see some purple around the border, but it's nowhere near as long as I thought it was going to take to start resolving. Like, it usually takes up a week plus. And it was a pretty nice bump that I hit it on. So I'm flabbergasted. I love these patches, but also I'm gonna reiterate, take photos, everyone. Don't do what I did and not take a photo because that would have been an awesome share.
Very nice, very nice. I know, and I'm just as bad about taking the photos. So yeah, try and take the photos. We're all guilty of that. But try and remember. So it does make a difference, and it helps out a lot. Right. So let's thanks for sharing that, Dr. Annabelle. Denise.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to the HAP protocol. Okay, so when I was just a newbie, and I'm one of those, like, I shoot from the hip, spaghetti's flying, everything. And so I hear about this HAP protocol, I look at it, I check the diagram, and I'm like, oh. And I didn't read the full instructions, so I thought, well, this goes there, this goes there. And my son had had an incident. Hey, Cass. And so I decided to do the HAP protocol on him, and I stuck them right on his head. I just want to let people know, don't do that. I was thinking that the patches had to be on the sticky side, on the scalp, and it was on his hair. Yeah, when they say that they're kind of waterproof and you can shower and go swimming with them on, yeah, you can. And it took like a week for us to get those all the way out of his hair. So I just wanted to remind people, go ahead and actually follow the instructions on the hat. You place the patches, the sticky part, on the hat, not on the head, because that those patches don't come out that easy, come off that easy once you stick them in the hair. So I just thought I'd mention that because I don't think I've ever shared that before.
Very good. Thank you. Right. So, CL Cole.
Hi.
Hi.
So this is, patches inside the hat, and
Got it
it's
on. Thank
hat
you.
hair also, right? I wore this morning, and Jen invited me to join you, so I'm happy to be here. I have so many stories, but I wanted to share about wound healing. I had a thumb joint issue from years of decades of typing and too much on the space bar. And I had to have my thumb joint replaced actually a third time. And I had only been wearing the patches for
Tommy,
6 weeks.
you want to
Whoops, somebody, I'm sorry. I don't know who's talking. Okay. Mute, mute, mute. I don't know. Keep going. Keep
come here?
going.
So I had only been wearing the patches for 6 weeks. And during the surgery day, I actually had a X39 on the back of my neck. And the pre-op nurse asked me what it was. And I said, it's my general wellness patch. Anyway, I sailed through the surgery and I was very sick from the pain meds, and I threw them all away. And within 36 hours, I was in 0 to 1 pain from having ice wave and Eon. And of course, I had been wearing X39 for 6 weeks already. And in 10 days, I could type, I could drive, I could hold a pencil with my dominant hand. I could chop veggies very carefully. I even did laundry on the 10th day, and I wowed my hand surgeon because he's known me for, like, he had known me then for 12 years. And I skipped my 3rd and 4th month of physical therapy from the rapid wound healing. It's pretty incredible. And I wanted to show a picture since everybody's talking about pictures. Can you see that okay? This is my hand.
Yeah, you
Let's
did.
see.
Okay, good. Yep.
I
Yeah.
fell in August, and the one that's on the far left was right after it happened. And I just did this face plant. I tripped over a piece of metal sticking out of the middle of a sidewalk, and I took off my energy enhancer patches and laid it on the top of that awful looking hand. And in 6 days, it was so gnarly looking. And in the 10th day, I was way better and I didn't break anything. I had my rib checked out. I had both my hands checked out because I've had three in one surgery. So I was really, really grateful for wearing X39 and X49 for the last 2.5 years. And I'm telling you, you're right, Michael. The combination of both patches is like a miracle. And just these patches.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, that was pretty impressive. All the stuff you've gone through, and the healing process has speeded up and everything. Wow. You're
And
improving everybody.
I meant to
Doctors
say
too.
too, I've been diagnosed with that bone issue,
Yeah.
and you know, for me to not break anything is pretty remarkable.
Wow. Yeah, that is good. The extra bonus. So very good. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Roxanne.
Hi, Michael. Hi,
Hi.
everybody. So I have a story on my dog, Beef, and if I start crying, he passed away. But anyways, this is Beef. This was him on his 11th birthday. His birthday was 11/11, and he passed on 1/11, and he was 11. So a lot of angel numbers there. But when he was before he passed, there was a shift in the energy, and I felt it within the house. And so I had talked to him, and I told him, I said, you know, it's okay if you have to leave, it's okay. You don't have to stay here for me. Sorry. And I patched him with Eon. I put two EM patches on his either side of his chest, and I also put the energy enhancer patches because I knew he was having trouble, and he seemed like he was in pain. And within a half an hour, he was gone. So I don't know if this would help anybody who's got an older dog or a cat that might need help, but it helped him. And I just wanted to share.
That's beautiful.
Oh. Okay.
So the energy, moving energy and maybe moving energy to the next phase of existence for him. So it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks
Thank
for
you.
sharing.
Sorry for getting all emotional.
That's okay.
All
Understandable.
right. Thanks.
Emotions are superpowers. Never apologize for them. Use them powerfully,
Thank
especially
you.
tears.
Thanks, Tracy Joe. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Rick.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Sorry, Roxanne, about your dog. I feel your pain. We've had that. It's not easy. So, I just over Christmas into the beginning of Christmas or in beginning of January, I ended up with fluid on my lungs. So I ended up doing quite a bit of coughing, but using the patches, I managed to kind of ward that off. And it was just one day, all of a sudden, I was patching with X39, X49, Eon very steadily. And all of a sudden, one day on a Friday, I was coughing away, and then all of a sudden it just let go. So it was like, oh, it's like it just you feel it kind of leaving. And but in the process, with all the coughing from having the fluid on my lungs, I ended up popping out a rib or something. And I was in enough pain that I couldn't even open a door. So, like, try to pull on a door. It was like, okay, I can feel that. So, using again, moving in front, covering my lungs down to my ribs, I used the same thing, X39, X49, and Eon and glutathione and, Harnazine. I just kept patching everything, and within a couple of weeks, it's pretty much gone now. I even spent 2 hours raking a foot of snow off a roof of a tent that we have at our place, and it yeah, and I made it through all that, and I was sore, but you know what? Woke up the next morning, I felt great. So the recovery time using the patches is phenomenal, and I really enjoy doing it. So anyways, that's my story.
Oh, that's awesome, Rick. Thanks for sharing. That's a good one. So, anyone else have anything they want to share? There we go. Corey.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, good. So, I guess since it's cold season, a lot of people are experiencing, I guess, whatever the bugs going around, flu and whatnot. I just had to go through it about 3 days ago, and it was tough. You know, I've been on the patches for 2 years, consider myself pretty healthy, and it absolutely smoked me. And one thing that I learned 2 years ago when I experienced the flu, I heard it on a Zoom. Put stack Eon and X39 right between the on the pineal gland. It'll almost knock a fever out. It'll help with the body aches, and then also, you know, you're gonna have a lot of coughing and irritation in the throat. So Eon on the throat, it really soothes the throat, and you can almost feel it as soon as you put Eon on the throat when you're having that issue. You can almost feel your throat just start to open up. So since everybody's experiencing that right now, X39 Eon right here between the eyebrows, Eon right here on the neck, glutathione obviously goes right below it. But that I just had to really hone in on that one the last 3 or 4 days, and it I had a quicker turnaround than pretty much everybody around me. And so that I thought was some pretty valuable information for people in the LifeWave community. And then I'd say probably one of my biggest shockers that I didn't see coming was the Silent Night patches that you introduced me to. And yeah, I guess I would have considered myself somebody that got normal sleep and stuff like that. But once I started consistently wearing them, like you told me to, I started waking up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, no alarm clock every single day. I stopped setting my alarm clock, and it was just happening every day, 4 o'clock, 3:45, and I was like, this is wild. I've never in my life experienced this. I was like, there's nothing else. I've been wearing the patches 2 years, but then I introduced Silent Night way down the road. And that was something that was an experience that I've prayed my entire life for, just because I struggled with oversleeping as a child, you know, and healthy diet and stuff like that. But late nights partying and just terrible lifestyle. But to be able to wake up without the alarm clock and just feel super refreshed and ready to go, not really need a nap throughout the day. That was something that really opened my eyes. And so I harp Silent Night to everybody now. And I'm glad they didn't take it away. And yeah, so that's pretty much been my big key takeaways, you know, for me right now.
All right, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. I never heard that before. Eon and X39 on the pineal gland. That's pretty cool. I have to remember that one.
As soon as you have a fever and a flu-like symptoms, you feel like you fell down a mountain, you put that right there, and about within 30 minutes, you don't feel nowhere near as bad. And that's you won't ever experience it until you're in that position. And then you'll know it works.
Awesome. Well, great shares. Good to see you again. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Annette.
So I took a few notes, Michael, and besides grandma power and basketball and bowling cause these things. The patches are great for burns, babies, blisters, bruising, breaks, sprains, and bumps. It's all the B words. I'm sure we could make a song out of that, a little jingle.
That's it.
Anyway, it's so great to hear these stories. It was very, it builds us up. So thanks, everybody. Thank you,
Yeah.
Michael.
Thank you, Annette. So close. Cole, you got another one?
I wanted to quickly share
Yeah.
a woman on our Monday morning miracle call this morning with Robin and Gregory. It's a little younger. She's 88 years old. She'd been wearing the patches for 9 months, and she said she listened to a David Schmidt video and she had severe shoulder pain. She put the energy enhancer on both ear lobes, and she said for 5 hours she was in no pain. No
Wow.
pain. This is an 88-year-old woman, and we had to ask her where did you place them? Because I've never heard anyone. I don't even know how you can make them fit, stay on your earlobes. Mine are, anyway. I thought that was a really great tip.
Wow, that's a good one. So yeah, we're learning some good ones today. Thanks.
Yep.
Lydia.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Am I allowed to ask a question with all these wonderful shares I've been listening to?
Absolutely.
I have a recent brand partner as of last night, and she told me that she is having some real hearing problems in her right ear. It's not where the ear rings, but it's like a white noise. She can't really hear anything out of it. Out of being on these patches for almost 2 years myself and listening to all of the community, I kept hearing X39, X39. But if anybody else has any stories or, knowledge of additional patches potentially, I thought about carnosine, but I would love it if somebody would share potential additional patches besides X39 to address a hearing issue.
Yeah, Dr. Annabelle's raising her hand. Go ahead, Dr. Annabelle.
So we have the pleasure of Dr. Velvet joining us on the Sunday Zoom. And she has shared in terms of her husband and herself. Now, this is what situation was in ears ringing, but I'm wondering if we could use the same principles for the white noise. So what she said she did was she put the Eon for herself behind the ear, and it resolved, within a few days or fairly quickly. Now for her husband, and so of course this is my conventional medical person speaking, trying to translate what I'm learning, is that she, for her husband, used the meridian. So she went along that side of the body that the ear was impacted, and she just, with a little piece of tape on the patch, kept trying different patches down that meridian, and his ultimately ended up being at the buttock. I've heard so many different things in terms of hearing where one of the other lovely ladies that shares on the Monday Morning Miracles and on the Sunday, she put the patch on her wrist, but maybe that was where her meridian was leading to her. So I would be curious to try that. And of course, we get a lot of questions on hearing almost every Sunday. So, join us so that you can hear it word for mouth from Dr. Velvet. But try down that meridian line that's associated, I guess, with the hearing and see what you get. She did Eon, but you could try X39, or you could try both Eon and X39. I've heard David talk about glutathione behind the ear also. So there's so many different ways. I've even heard energy enhancers at the K3 or the lung one points. It's just so many different ways of doing it. But I'd say try to do that Dr. Velvet trick and do the Eon.
I will try that. Thank you. Because my mom is also having a similar issue, and she's using the carnosine and getting some movement and going back and forth between her ears, behind her ear. But I will let this gal know she could only afford to do the X39 since she's just beginning. But I will recommend that she try the Eon as well. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
You're welcome.
that should work out pretty good. That day that I didn't use my X39 X49, I had horrendous ringing in my left ear. So I went right for the X39 and put it in the C7 spot, and the ringing stopped. So I wore it all night because I hadn't worn it all day. I was like, oh, I'm just going to wear it all night, and I had no issues. Woke up the next morning. Usually after I get attacked like that, it's usually I'm pretty sketchy for like a day or so. But I got up the next morning, I was good. I got a good night's sleep, and I went to the gym. So sometimes if you use the patches correctly, they can make a difference. So my first thought, my first intuition was the Eon might help out right behind the ear. So the X39 of C7 and the Eon behind the ear, see how that works, and then maybe take Dr. Annabelle's advice and maybe move it along the meridian on that side and try and find another spot if that doesn't work. So good luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Jen.
I also have had problems with my ears at various times, but this is a different one. If I get an earache or my jaw, sometimes I bite down at night. You know, some people might do that. And it started hurting this week. So my ear was hurting and my jaw. So I started putting carnosine on overnight and it disappeared within a day. So, and I know that I've done that for my eyes with carnosine right at the temples when they're scratchy and aching, and it'll be gone the next day. And I've told that story a few times, but just so you know, and I'm now, I'll try Eon. You know, I'm hearing Eon. So, my hearing is not great. My kids will tell you that. So, Michael, that's my next thing I'm going to work on is try to bring the hearing to this, you know. Anyway, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You weren't exposed to explosives and machine guns. So what happened?
Well, I wasn't exploded. They did it. They exploded just before I went out to protest. You mean at the Nevada test site? Is that what you're talking
Oh, that's right. You got hit by directed energy weapon stuff. Yeah.
about?
Wow.
That was nuclear stuff, but I'm fine. I'm healthy.
Yeah, good for you.
Anyway.
You survived it. Now, you've told me some stories that some people that you're in some of those programs with that
Although,
didn't fare so well. So you're tough. Good job. Glad you're still here.
I am. I'm glad to be in our family. Sally's here.
Sally. Still muted. There you go. You got it.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I couldn't get on my computer, which I usually do, so I'm on my phone, which is all new to me, but
Ah, good job.
here I am. Thanks. Hi, everyone. I'd wanted to say my partner Nick, well, we've been on our X49s for 4 days now. They arrived,
Yay.
and we're 4 days in, and he came back from his morning outing to say he's noticed two things. One was he can go around the supermarket and do the shopping without his glasses and can sort of manage, which he couldn't before, or it would stress him out, you know, big time. And he said that was a big deal. And he also went for a coffee catch up with some people. And he said that it was much easier for him to hear. He's been really struggling, you know, to hear and missing out on conversation and sort of coming home and saying, oh, well, I didn't really hear anything. But today he said he could hear quite easily without strain. And I just said, gosh, that's a whole lot less sort of stress and strain for the morning, isn't it? And
Yeah.
so he was delighted.
Wow, that's great. I'm glad you guys got those. Good job.
Yeah, we are too. We're excited. Thank you.
So, thanks to LifeWave, I guess they were consistent, and the government finally let in and it's like, yeah, those could help people, and they are. So that's beautiful. And I know you guys are having an incredible result. So good luck with that going forward. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Lovely. All right, everybody. This is the end of the show. So God, we had so many great shares tonight. Thanks everybody. The miracles just keep coming. And if you want to unmute and say good night, and lots of love to you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. See you soon.
Good night, everyone.
Good
Hey, everybody.
night. Thank
Good
you.
night.
Good night, everyone,
Bye-bye from
Michael. Good
Canada.
night. Good
night, everyone.
All the
Have a
great
great.
week.
This was a great show. This one
Yes,
was
it
great.
was.
So
Very
sorry,
thank
Roxanne.
Oh,
Thanks,
thank you,
everybody.
everyone. All right, hit that
Thank you.
button.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, Michelle Young.